Work. I can't hear it, but that's good. I don't really. Well, I was asked to do this solo, so I'm going to do it if Caleb will get the music up. I got volunteered. My wife was nice enough, so somebody wanted to hear this solo, so I thought I'd do it 144, Caleb. I promise I won't sing this song any more times than Paul talks about water in the morning. That's what I thought. I'm anxious to hear what tomorrow's going to be. The one whom the Father sends, I'm ready when you are, Caleb.
Oh, God. Next, we're going to have Paul Seidman and Phil Miller. Put them on together. Get up here.
He loves it so well. Do you? Yes. 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 No, no. You didn't hear.
Now, will you drive your bike? This is hot.
Oh, he was out of pick.
Yeah, he's picking on you, that's for sure.
Well, you left me old truck chair.
Yep. Okay. Now this is going to be interesting because I haven't got a clue what's going on. So if I turn out to be the brunt of a practical joke, I'm not surprised. You got to make them a comment.
I'm not used to this elevation, Paul. You should cut those military.
I love to look down upon you, Phil. I get a topical overview that I've not really appreciated before.
Podesta, can you bring those sunglasses up here? I think he's going to need them.
You folks have to understand that Phil and I go way back. Okay, not that far back. But we go back a ways.
Got to lean way back to get away from the smell.
And Phil and I have a common denominator. We was in Boy Scouts as kids. And the Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts, that's right. And I became an eagle and he became a buzzard.
That's vulture.
Vulture.
They're vulture.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got some merit badges, and Phil got some merit badges. We both sewed them on our uniform. I could unbutton mine when I was done taking my shirt off. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you know, the stitches, they did eventually.
He didn't have a merit badge in sewing. I got one.
You see, I was contemplating the fun show, and there's this evil rumor that Eva is going to track you down if you don't sign up.
That's an evil rumor, not evil rumor.
Evil rumor.
Yeah, evil rumor, yeah.
And so I decided I'd just go ahead and sign us up, but I don't have a thing to do.
Well, but Phil come to me, this morning, and he says, I want you to come and help me with the fun show. And I said, okay. And then he didn't say anymore, and we had lunch, and he didn't say anymore. And we had supper, and he didn't say anymore. And so at supper time, I said, what are we doing? He says, I don't know.
Well, I did happen to think ahead a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I bought you a present.
Really?
Yeah.
You bought me a present?
Mm-hmm. So, this name tag with my name on it.
Oh, cool.
Because I know how short your memory is.
Wow. Do you know how much fun this is going to be? I can go around and do things and get in trouble, and they'll think it's him.
Oh,
that's, I like it. I'll make this a whole lot. You got Phil Miller badges.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is my new merit badge.
Okay. All right.
Only one in the world can have one of these. Thank the Lord for
me. You're giving it to me.
Yeah. Well, thank you for me to work.
Huh? Here's my sign.
This way you don't look dumb.
Is that working out there?
I don't know.
This falls under the category of, Phil, you're a sinister minister, you know?
I didn't say about that.
So besides the badge, were we doing anything else, or is this the gist of everything?
I was just wondering, since you're the minister, I can talk to you about pride.
Well, it,
got this feller, he's very prideful.
Okay.
Very, very prideful. He's about 7 feet tall.
All right.
Now, I just want your advice on this, because I don't know what to tell him.
Okay.
So he's got 10 sons, and they're all just as big and stocky and muscular as he is. And they go around bragging they can beat up anybody. Anybody. If one can't take them, the other 10 jumps in, and they can get it. Prideful. Well, he's only got one daughter. And his daughter run up with some Yankee from Kentucky. Don't know anybody from Kentucky that I'd want my daughter marrying, you know. Well, he hops in the truck, and him and all his 10 boys got in the back. 4 of them thought they were going to town. They hop in the truck, and they take off running up through there. And they come across this big iron monster. You know, one of them is on the four lane. They'd never been on the four lane before. And that thing was so big it covered both lanes and that big grassy cemetery in the middle with all the crosses, you know, where they bury their dead. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Paul, he slams on the brakes. 3 of them fell out and broke their legs. They had to get them back in the truck. They got all the way back home. They said, Paul, what's going on? He says, well, wasn't that boy that our daughter went off with named Clarence? He says, yeah. He says, well, when we passed through that big iron giant, I seen a sign on it. What's that, Paul? He said, Clarence, 14 feet and 8 inches tall. I said, if he wants it that bad, he can have it.
The big boy.
The golfing joke?
Yeah.
Oh, darling. All right, I'll tell that, then we're done, all right?
Okay.
Let's see. Moses was invited to a golf game.
Okay.
With Jesus and this other fella. He didn't tell him who it was going to be. Well, they got out there. First hole, Moses walks up to that green. He looks out, way out there. He swings back and hits that ball just as hard as he can. He got a lucky shot and landed right on the green, about 10 feet away from the hook. Walked up there and knocked it right on in. It's a pretty good shot. Well, you know, Jesus, he's a pretty good golfer. He takes one hand. He's kind of not really paying attention. He swings. It goes right on that green, rolls right to the edge, and flops right in. Hole in one. Moses says, well, I kind of expected that. Then this other fella, he gets up there, and he's turned around the wrong way. And he hits the ball the wrong way, and it lands in the pond. And sure enough, here comes this fish up out of the water with that golf ball in his mouth. And this eagle came flying down and scooped him up in his claws, swam right over the top of that hole, dropped it in, ball rolled right in, hole in one. And Moses looked over at Jesus and said, I hate playing golf with your dad.
You want me to finish my other one? I'm up here.
Oh, I tell you what. If you can imagine the two of us actually getting paid to spend a day together cutting up. That is pretty funny, really.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Alright, let's see if I can cover it or not. Alright, that's my rhythm section. I don't know if I'll use them or not, but this song was written when Mark brought a message about the Apostle Paul and how people kind of give him bad rap for saying what he didn't say. Okay? And Sometimes I take notes and sometimes I write songs. So it's the first time it's really been sung, and I think you kind of pick up on it. I was hoping to save it until I got one of those karaoke tapes with the song Little Red Riding Hood on it. But I don't have it, and I couldn't come up with anything else that I really wanted to do for tonight. So see how this goes here. Sabbath keepers in the neighborhood, you sure are being good. You're trying to keep your father's laws tonight. Out of love, you read his holy word. Would you be troubled if you heard? Saved by grace ain't a license for not living right. What big lies I have, the kind of lies with a razzmatazz. I take Paul's gospel word and then I pick and I choose and say, but have you heard? Take a verse here, take a verse there, never asking you to compare what the word has always said, but getting you to doubt till you're spiritually dead. My wolves put sheep's clothes on, they attend church with everyone. Slowly they begin to work their charm. They pretend to be God's friend, finally putting his truth to an end. They bring down as many as they can. Wow! I get people to love the deceit. They gossip when they congregate, demonstrating the sins in their lives. They speak hurt, but they don't realize. I put one over on them. I use them to hurt others when I can. And when you think I'll leave you alone, I get my children to use the phone. Yeah, I'm bad. Yeah, I'm bad.
Next, we're going to have Armando, Jennifer, Philip, and Cheryl. Come on up. Your guess is as good as mine what they're going to do.
I guess we're revealing a secret, right? Well, I'll tell you a cute little story with this little girl that happened at school the other night. I was sitting there, and she blesses me by coming up and giving me hugs and letting me hold her all the time. And I was holding her, and I told her, I said, Caitlin, I said, I sure do love you. I said, I've told your mommy lots of times I wish I could have another little girl just like you. So she looked at me, and she said, well, my mommy's going to have a baby in 2 weeks, so you can have it.
By the way, nothing funny about that, because actually it's true to us, like in another one, so that's the story as well. I got to get a thumbs up, you know that?
She let the cat on the back. All of you who are suspecting something. Okay, I think Armando's going to play a song.
No, me.
Okay. You might need some airplane. I'm not sure.
Hey, this time I'm going to try to do it in English. You don't have to worry about that.
What's the question?
De nada.
Actually,
thinking about it. One person sent it.
Hey, I don't do too good if I'm not getting paid.
Yeah, okay.
Me too. Which one was so good?
You have our speaking in tongues.
I was actually doing this because my son, you know, 18 months old. Well, 19, okay. 19. Excuse me. But he liked this song. Like, he'd be going around the house singing this song or trying, you know. So I was hoping he'd be awake to that. So he would do it with me, but he's not. We're still going to do it. It's You
add,
Alone.
Yeah, Add the Deer and Tips from the Water.
Okay.
Getting a little weary. I think I'll get on the old stool.
Okay.
I suppose this happened to me when I was about 30 years old. I've done a lot of heavy lifting. And my dad had a hay rack. It was 16 foot long. It had 2x10 stringers in it. Yeah, some things ways, and then it was floored over with 2x6 crossways, and then it was all floored over. and had sides in it, 1x4 sides, and then it had ends, higher ends, where you hook the reins for the horses. And I used to lift that an end to a time from one running gear. You'd have to pick it up high enough to get it over the bolsters and set it over, and then go around and you pick the back end first because the front, the bolster would turn, it would pivot. See, it would let you go over with the back end. And you go around the other end and lift it up. And I don't still, I'd like to know how much that thing weighed. But I was close about 14 years old when I used to pick that thing up. And anyway, with all that heavy lifting, I've had three ruptures. Two on one side and one on the other. And I never did have very much money, so at first I hesitated to get it sewed up, and I suppose in maybe 5-6 years, whatever it was, I wore a truss. You know, I don't know if any of you men have ever had a rupture, but it's a belt about that wide, and it's elastic. It goes around you, and it has a rubber, you know, that holds in your protrusion. And it also had a belt that went, you know, from this side under your leg and up the back. Well, being poor like I was, the thing finally wore out, and that belt in the back, of course, it comes falling down. But me, I took a safety pin about that long, and of course, you know, I repaired it and hooked that safety pin up back there. And for years, I made my life to work a carpenter, and I was carpentering one day with my brother-in-law, Herbie Van Lacken. He was something. I was wanting to get Suniata, Leticia's husband. We feed off of each other, and we had quite a humorous thing, but he wouldn't get up there with me, so I had to go to this story. But anyway, we were putting on an addition of a two-story or a double garage on the end of my father-in-law's house, and he had a gable, a one-story gable house, and his wife had done a lot of pheasant feather work, you know, making real, you know, ornaments ladies wore. And she was setting up in the end next to the window, and Irby and I was putting on this addition, this double garage, and we didn't have the roof on yet. And so she was able to look down and see kind of what was going on, but she didn't until she heard a lot of commotion and a lot of laughing, hysterical laughing almost. And anyway, what had happened that certain day, why, this big safety pin come loose, and this it fell down. Of course, this was still hooked on the strap, but then it fell down, and the safety pin was open, come down to about just above my knee. Well, I couldn't think of, it was hurting, and it was digging, and it was biting. And I had a big overalls on. The legs, you know, were, you know, big. And I got to set this down. But I was able, I just knew I was strong.
Finally, it comes to me, that big thing. got it figured out. And Sarah, who was my brother's mom, he married a twin. So he married one of the girls, and I married the other. She couldn't help it. What in the world is going on with this crazy guy? We got laying on the ground ourselves. We were fine. We got things figured out.
Forever I was, you know, there was a Reader's Digest you could send in unusual things, and I was always procrastinating. I knew I'd get some prize if I'd have sent that in, but I never did. I wish I had.
Cheryl Miller, did you say Kathy? And Kathy, they're going to sing, "But Power in the Blood." Get up here, girls, and be free.
This is, there's Power in the Blood, but it's a different version than probably what you're used to hearing, kind of a more modern version, so I hope everybody...
Would you be free from the burden? Power in the blood. Would you leave all the victories in this wonderful power in the blood? So much quieter than there's power in the blood. In the name of lost and in life healing from this wonderful power in the blood. Would
song. And it's been manipulated because I can remember it on one.
Ability. This is how it goes. Since all my friends have one, my wife says she wants one too. A fizzy, fancy fur coat. Nothing else will do. Lord knows I can't afford one, and stealing one is wrong. How could I make this happen? I pondered long and strong. But the problem up and solved itself like a streak out of the blue as I was driving down Highway 22. Now that big old German Shepherd dog, my car he did not see. Now he's in dog heaven, but his hide belongs to me. Now in my basement, I worked near every night. It was mostly trial and error, but I finally got it right. I put it in a cardboard box and took it up for my wife to see. Her fuzzy, fancy, new fur coat, which reached near to her knees. She was so delighted, and she said to me, please take me out tonight so all my friends can see. She didn't know when she wore that coat she was putting on the dog, but she was as happy as she could be. But now she keeps telling me that her closet's full of fleas. Lately, she's been very down since I backed out over the cat. But I think she will feel much better when I give her her new fur hat.